Tantor Audio presents Insider by Olivia Cunning. Narrated by Mackenzie Cartwright and Joe Arden. Chapter 1. Tony placed a second wide-angle lens into her gargantuan camera case and shut the lid, locking both clasps with her thumbs. She glanced around her office to make sure she hadn't overlooked anything. It was imperative that she remembered all her equipment. She'd be gone for weeks with no access to any gear she left behind.
"I don't want you to go," Birdie said,
grabbing her hand and giving it a hard yank. Tony winced. Birdie never meant to hurt. She simply didn't realize how strong she was. Rubbing her smarting elbow with her free hand, Tony said, "It's only for a few weeks." 4, to be exact, but Birdie didn't deal well with change, and Tony figured it was best to understate her absence. "You and Mom will have a great time without me." Birdie shook her head.
"Who will weave me a story?"
"Mom will." Birdie's face scrunched into a pout.
"She doesn't do it the fun way."
Tony tugged one of Birdie's pigtails. She was 9, but emotionally and mentally she was closer to 5.
"Maybe you can read it to her, Buttercup. You know every word by heart."
Tony must have read The Princess Bride to Birdie 1,000 times. Her sister never grew bored with the tale. Tony, on the other hand, had started making up weird voices and progressive changes to the story to keep from going insane from the monotony.
"I will try."
Tony smoothed a palm over Birdie's cheek, pausing to rub at a smudge at the corner of her mouth. "Don't forget your chores. I won't be there to remind you."
"Feed the chickens."
Birdie smiled that heart-stealing, ear-to-ear grin of hers. "Good. What else?" Birdie pressed her lips together around the tip of her tongue and scrunched up her round face in concentration. After a long moment, she said,
"I can't remember."
"What are you supposed to do when you can't remember?" Birdie's face lit up, and she pulled a piece of paper out of the back pocket of her jeans.
"My list!"
"That's right." Tony kissed Birdie's forehead and hugged her tight. "You've got this, Buttercup."
"How many days until you come home?"
"I gave you a calendar. It's on your message board."
"I'm supposed to put an X on each day until I is on the red square."
"Until I am on the red square," Tony corrected automatically. She came from a long line of English majors, and she saw how their mother cringed every time Birdie used improper grammar. Poor kid. "Only mark out one day each morning. Don't cheat." Tony made Birdie calendars for birthdays and Christmas countdowns, so she didn't have to answer "how many days?" questions every 5 minutes. Birdie often tried marking out extra days, thinking it would make the anticipated event arrive sooner. There was a knock on her door, and it opened an instant later. Her mom poked her head into the room. "Are you ready?"
"I think so," Tony said, giving her office yet another scan.
She couldn't shake the feeling that she was forgetting something. Or maybe she was just nervous.
"Hi, Mommy!"
Birdie waved. "Good evening, Bernadette." Mom immediately turned her attention to Tony. "Julian insisted that he drive you to the rendezvous point. I hope you're not offended that he didn't have to ask for my permission twice." Tony grinned. Julian would make the trip interesting. And it was probably best for Mom and Birdie to head for home. I-5 traffic could be a bear, and Birdie got antsy on long car rides. "Also, Susan wants to talk to you before you leave," Mom added. Tony's heart plummeted. Her first